Well, joining me now is Annie Cyrus. Annie is no stranger to our broadcast. Born in Iran, she's an American-Iranian. Notice how I put American first. She's an American-Iranian. She's a regular broadcaster here with us on Lindell TV and an associate producer with us at WVW-TV as well as at Lindell TV. Annie, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us. Hi, Annie. How you doing?
Honestly, a little puzzled, a little concerned, a little rattled, a little confused.
Yeah.
But where is everybody? I mean, it's been what, almost a week since yet another election was stolen. What is everybody?
Yeah. Everybody's gone back to their shows and watching sports and football and life goes on. They don't seem to understand what's happening. I was talking with a conservative individual the other day, and I was telling him about all the young people, healthy young people that are dying after they've gotten the COVID shot, and healthy athletes, healthy young people. Guess what? He didn't know what I was talking about. He had no clue. Annie, most sadly, even many, many conservatives in America are clueless to the spike in infertility, the spike in miscarriages, and the spike in excessive deaths because they're watching mainstream media. They have no clue the things we talk about here on Lindell TV unless they watch it.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
So the reason we have a lot of them are not awake, to answer your question, is because they don't know.
But what do we do to get them to know?
We got to get more people to tell them about, I guess, Lindell TV, to watch your show, to watch my show, to pay attention to what's happening, to wake up, because it's all documented. In fact, speaking of documented, look at what you just sent me. The Saturday front page of Iran's Jammy Jam newspaper, owned by the country's state broadcaster, threatens Israel, boasting that Iran can hit Tel Aviv in 7 minutes using the hypersonic ballistic missile IRGC claims to have developed. Well, this is interesting today that this article came out. Iran now having a hypersonic missile. And now we have, looks like, Benjamin Netanyahu coming back in as prime minister. Remember, he gave that famous speech at the UN showing the red line, that if Iran crosses the red line. I don't know about you, but I think we're getting closer and closer to conflict in the Middle East. What say you?
I'll say we're definitely we are the closest we have ever been, at least of my lifetime. But yes, it's interesting. When I saw this headline, by the way, there's a picture of the actual newspaper on that screenshot that you showed called Jammy Jam. It is tied to the state. So it is a government newspaper. So it's not propaganda. It's not, you know, somebody trying to bash the regime. And after this came out, I was actually thinking the same thing. I'm like, wait a minute. So looks like Netanyahu might be coming back. And is this a move out of fear and intimidation by Iran IRGC? Or is this where they're going to make sure that Netanyahu either doesn't come back, or if he does, he's going to face immediately, he's going to have to face some conflict from IRGC and on the other
end. And by the way, we have breaking news right now. Leo Holman, another associate producer with us, is writing to me right now that NBC News has called the race for Katie Hobbs. NBC News says Leo Holman has called the race for Katie Hobbs in Arizona.
Unbelievable. No, let me rephrase that. Shameless.
I'm going
to see. Well, guess what? ABC 15 Arizona just called it too. I just refreshed my page. On 98% reporting, they called it for Katie Hobbs as well. On 1,265,000 versus 1,244,000. So they're calling it with about 18,000 difference, 19,000 difference.
Incredible. Wow. Incredible. I was looking for some more websites that are reporting this. NBCnews.com. Let's see if I found what I find there. There it is. Look at NBC Nightly News. Right there. Breaking news. Democrat Katie Hobbs in Arizona governor's race, defeating Donald Trump-backed Republican Carrie Lake. There it is. Democrat Katie Hobbs defeats MAGA favorite Carrie Lake in high-stakes race for governor in Arizona. Breaking news right now. Really? Really? But we had a state treasurer that got 1.something million votes, supposedly won by 250,000, but those people didn't go on down the ticket and keep voting Republican. They jumped and voted up for Carrie Hobbs and I mean, really.
They also, the Attorney General website also called it for Chris Mayer, the Republican Attorney General in Arizona as well.
Wow. All right, let's get back to this other one real quick. That's the breaking news. Let's go back to where we were, Annie. This is...
Wait, before we go, can I just say this? Just in case if they have missed it on my show, we are back at ESNS building for our second rally on December 8th.
Wow.
We already got the permits before midterm because yours truly knew for a fact they're not going to give us that red wave, nor are they going to stop their steal. So December 8th, 2 p.m. Central Time, front of ESNS building, Omaha, Nebraska, another rally.
Good for you. More information on that at liveuptofreedom.com. Look at this headline. Two London-based Iran international journalists have in recent days been notified of a rise in threats to their lives. The UK Metropolitan Police have now formally notified both journalists these threats represent an immediate and significant risk to their lives and those of their families. Two Iranian international journalists notified by UK Met Police of imminent threat to their lives. Remember, you and I showed a screenshot where the IRGC was saying, any of you reporters, any of you people that think you can go around talking bad about the IRGC and that you're safe, we will come for you.
Yep. I will always remember the sentence of, imagine what could happen to you. You'll never sit comfortably again. That was part of their threat. But yes, these, and by the way, I'm sure everybody's familiar with Iran International because both of us, Brennan, we report on their reporting all the time.
Yep.
We report from Afghanistan International and Iran International all the time. And unfortunately, right now, two of their reporters are under protective custody. They had to stop making certain reports and because of their families, of course. And remind you, I have always said, when it comes to IRGC, if they can't get to you, they'll get to your family. That's why a lot of Iranians have stopped speaking out. They stopped talking because they have families, they have children, and nobody's protecting them. Nobody's standing up to IRGC. We are releasing more funds for Islamic Republic of Iran so they can kill more Iranians who are on the streets, and they can also fund IRGC to come find us here in Western countries and kill us.
Well, here we go. Report. China and Iran use private detectives to target dissidents in America. China and Iran are hiring private detectives in America to unwittingly surveil the regime's dissidents, according to a New York Times report. The Times revealed that the New York private detective Michael McKeever was hired by Iranian intelligence agents, quote, in a suspected plot to kidnap, how do you say that name there, Annie?
Masih Alineshad.
Thank you. A prominent Iranian-American journalist, end quote, who has criticized Iran's human rights abuses. McKeever, who believed he was working for an international client to track down a debtor, surveilled her at her house until the FBI informed him he was working for bad people. China and Iran are now using private detectives to track down the people they're not happy with. And apparently, again, this goes with China having a police station. They set up one here in the U.S. already to monitor their former citizens who have come to America. How long before American journalists like yourself and myself have to be worried about this?
Well, to be honest, I have received a call from FBI. If you remember, we broke that news on your show, Brennan, on February of 2022, being this year. I already received a call from FBI that I'm on IRGC's list, and they have already hacked my system, and they know every spot I travel, everywhere I go, and including my home address. But they consider me an Iranian dissident. But in general, for all Americans or non-Iranian, honestly, I would say you are already on their list. We know you are. We know we found your foundation name on their list. How long until they physically come after you to either kidnap you or kill you? That all depends on what happens with the revolution inside Iran. If we keep reporting on it, keep giving the Iranian people voices, you speed up that process of them coming after you. If, like any other media, you stop talking about it, you might buy yourself a couple more months before they start hunting you down. I literally mean that. Their threat right now is for anyone who's giving power and voice to the Iranian people, where they can just kill them, like the 227 members of the parliament who voted for persecution and execution of every single person in Iran who was arrested in the last 50 days of the revolution.
Yeah, let's make sure the audience understands what you're saying. Look at this headline. Court in Iran issues first death sentence for a protester. So what they're doing now is if you are protesting, they're now going to go ahead and kill you. Some of them they're going to imprison, but they're going to go ahead and kill a bunch of them that were out protesting, correct?
Correct. So that article was a few days ago. As of right now, six protesters have received their order of death sentence by hanging. And then also they're looking into possibly killing more of the leaders of protesters who are organizing them, who are providing weapons. They're all going to be basically killed. They're going to be killed regardless, but they're hoping with killing them, we will stop talking. We will stop spreading the message so they can stay in power in Iran, which then makes Biden happy, makes Russia happy, makes China happy, makes France happy, makes all of them happy, regardless of how many people are going to die.
All right, Annie, liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com. Pray for the Iranian people. Let's not forget, folks, many of those people are the victims of a horrific regime that Annie herself escaped, and we're glad that she now works for us and with us. Liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com. Her show each and every day right here on Lindell TV at 2:30, right, Annie?
2:30 Central Time, correct.
Thank you, Annie.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I'll see you on Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes. Come back to Annie real quick. Annie is going to be along with Leo Holman sitting in here with me on Friday and Saturday of Thanksgiving. We'll kick off with the Thanksgiving-a-thon, the second annual Lindell TV Thanks-a-thon. Special programming on Thanksgiving and then Friday and Saturday. Friday and Saturday, Leo Holman and Annie Cyrus will join me here at the desk. We'll have a bunch of live interviews. We'll have some pre-recorded interviews. We're going to have a great program. Well, we also feature some of the great products available at MyPillow.com, MyStore.com to kick off the holiday season. As you know, Annie, I did a live concert in the Ozarks, Christmas concert. We filmed it with multiple cameras, a swinging boom. That's being post-edited as we speak into a Christmas special. We'll air that on Thanksgiving Day. Melissa and I are recording a bunch of her cooking and decorating shows, house to house. We're recording a bunch of those this week that we're going to air. She was practicing yesterday, making a snowman with cream cheese and other things. So she's got all kinds of cute, fun things for the ladies and maybe some of the guys too that like to cook. So we'll air some of those on Thanksgiving. So a lot of fun programs that we're already producing and we'll air on Thanksgiving. And then we'll do a lot of live programming on that Friday and Saturday. Annie will be with us in studio along with Leo Holman. So mark your calendar for Thanksgiving and then Friday and Saturday the day after. Look forward to having you in studio.
I look forward to being there. And of course, I cannot wait to get my hands on some of Melissa's cooking because I don't think I've ever tasted food better tasting than hers.
Well, you're going to love it. She'll have plenty of it. Thank you, Annie.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Brennan.
Annie Cyrus checking in, liveuptofreedom.com.